Do you fancy an afternoon at the races with our tipping king, Paul Keighley? Well, we are offering two lucky winners, plus a guest, the chance to have a three-course lunch with the man himself at Ascot on their opening jumps meeting. All you have to do is answer one question. So head to racingpost.com/KeighleyComp to enter.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather or the gym.
Hi there, welcome along. It's the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. I'm Bruce Millington. Joining me this week to look ahead to a cracking day of action on Saturday are Tom Collins and Paul Keighley. And we've also got Niall O'Reilly, that shrewd wise owl from Paddy Power. He's got all the odds and hopefully more than a winner or two. It's Air Gold Cup Day. That's the big race. We'll be focusing on that first. But we've also got three other races at the Scottish track on ITV4. And that is supplemented by four really intriguing races down at Newbury. There's loads of meetings elsewhere. We will also have a look at Sunday, where the boys tell me there's some very competitive action. It might not be the highest class racing, but hopefully they've got some winners for you there. And you know what? In 6 months' time, the 2019 Cheltenham Festival will be over. So we better, without further ado, give you some winners for that. So a little bonus there coming up at the end. The boys have been beavering away there. But we will start in the present, and indeed what is happening tomorrow. And the 350 at Ayr is the big race. It's the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup. Looks like it's going to be run on fairly heavy ground, and we've got a very warm favourite emerging, Niall, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. Son of Rest is our 9-2 favourite. Growl is 8-1. Flying Pursuit 9-1. Major Jumbo 12-1. Golden Apollo 12-1 and 14-1 bar.
Well, because Son of Rest is trained in Ireland by Fozzie Stack, we will stick with you, Niall. What do you think of his chances? Are you below the industry line there, or are you going to be quite competitive on the jolly?
At the moment, we're slightly below. I know Frank's very keen on it. I wouldn't have the same love for it. I just think, kind of away from the curve, he's just not the most consistent for me. But yeah, no, I can definitely see the angle into him. The one I'm quite keen on is actually a price. It's Upstaging for Paul Cole. Now, he's been disappointing this season so far. He hasn't really shown much in three starts. What I thought was interesting was that he was bought with the Leicester City guy at the start of the season. And I'm just wondering if his whole season has been geared around winning this race, as they won the race last year with Don Juan triumphant. If you go back to his run in the Stewards' Cup last year, he went really close off 100. So it's easy to make a case for him going well off 95 here. Soft ground looks to be the key to him, as most of his best form is with given the ground. He's actually slightly wrong at the weights, but they've booked a good claimer and Conor McGovern to offset most of that. So all things considered, I think he looks set to go really well. And at 33-1, I think he's a good each-way bet.
Oh, don't forget, Niall made his postcast debut and tipped the NAP, the Scottish National winner at 33. So he's quite good at Ayr. So he's 33-1 shots, worth listening to. Kills, before you tell us who you think is going to win, are we just dealing with bottomless ground here? We're fairly confident.
They changed it this morning to heavy, soft in places. It's been raining sort of on and off throughout the day, hasn't it? So it's just going to be sticky. It's going to be hard work. And you're probably going to want a horse that needs seven furlongs or even further. Now, I think you have to go back to something like 2000 to find the last time a soft ground Ayr Gold Cup was won by a horse that hadn't won over seven furlongs. And, you know, a lot of these races, even on good ground, tend to be won by horses with form over further than six. So that puts me off Son of Rest. I mean, his two best runs are over five. Obviously a great run last week, but I mean, you know, there have been candidates for worst group one of the season. There have been plenty of them, and I think that one took the biscuit, didn't it? It was a bad race. He is well handicapped on it, you can't deny that, but you know, six furlongs in really heavy ground, I think he's a terrible price, Son of Rest, to be honest. Now, one I know with Carlos Samas was Muntadab. I think he's quite obviously been laid out for it. He had 13 runs in 2016, he had 14 last year, he's had six this year, all over around about seven furlongs. Two starts ago, finished third to Above the Rest. Get Knotted was second. He went on and won at York afterwards. Above the Rest won a Group 3 at Newcastle afterwards. The fourth Spanish City was second in the Bunbury Cup. That's a real, really, really solid piece of form. Muntadab's best form is on soft ground. He stays the trip really well, and I think he has to go close.
Tom, before you give us your selection, tell us your assessment of the draw here, because all these big sprints, the first question everyone wants to look at, well, apart from the going, is the draw. Where do you think is going to be favoured?
Well, judged on Thursday's performances, I think you need to be drawn high. So that far side rail just looked absolutely terrible, looked like a bog over there. So based on that, I think I've stuck with G-Force. And this has definitely been his target, 100%. Adrian Keighley's laid him out for this.
That's a sort of Paul Keighley tip, that. Dipping into the archives. What?
He said in May, the trainer said in May, that this was G-Force's target. The trip, the ground, the track, all suit. 25-1 is a huge price. Unsuitable ground last time out, so you can just discount that run. He was fourth in the race in 2016 behind Brando, and we know what he's done since. And obviously his back form's brilliant, being a former Group 1 winner, so I think it's a good price.
Lovely stuff.
It's so funny you should say that, because you know, when the draw was made on Thursday, everybody wanted to stay away from the Stanside rail. Yesterday, after the first couple of races, they wanted to stay away from the far rail. I'd imagine they'll probably all come up the middle, to be honest. Middle to high, maybe. Yeah. You wouldn't want to be on, you know, from judging what they did yesterday, you wouldn't want to be really low, that's for sure.
No. Okay.
Because we're talking before Friday's meet, when it could all change again. Okay, so to summarise, G-Force for Tom. Who's your one? Kill's got one of those very quaint.
Muntadab.
Hamden, name's Muntadab. And remind me who you are on as well, Niall.
Upstaging.
Okay, Rough and Running, let's do the other air races, starting with the 2 o'clock. It's the William Hill supporting the fight against Parkinson's handicap. Over a mile, what's the latest betting from Paddy Power?
So Day King is our 11-4 favourite. Buridan 4-1, Fire Brigade 13-2, Border Force 8-1, and 10-1 bar.
Keels, you can go first here.
Yeah, well, one of those where the Godolphin or Day King could be thrown in, but I mean, it's, you know, his form's on the all weather. We don't know how he's going to handle the ground. He's inexperienced for what's going to be a tough race. And you know, the one I like is one that's had plenty of runs this season. Once off ground is Fire Brigade. He was third last time out to Ostilio at Doncaster. Now, he was probably a little bit outclassed there. That was a Britannia winner and a Group 1 winner in South Africa in front of him. Last year, he was second in the Silver Cambridgeshire on soft ground. He won a soft ground race at Ascot. He gets it really deep for the first time this year. I think he'd go well.
Keels thinks Fire Brigade will hose up. Who do you like, Tom?
Border Force, another that will love the ground for Carl Burke. He's only had three starts for the trainer since moving from France. He definitely needs giving the ground. I mean, he's won on heavy in France. He ran on good to firm the first two starts over here, and he just hated it, really. Got a little bit of give last time out of Ripon. Finished really well up the rail, won by a head. Only £2 higher, nicely weighted. I think he's the winner.
Niall, can you see us from where you are in Ireland?
No.
Can't
I
you?
Can't.
Oh, you're on the old ISDN. Okay, I was going to... Yeah, okay, fine. Right then. Niall, who do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Paul. I think this looks an excellent opportunity for Fire Brigade on ground he wants. He's just been running the better handicapped horse of late, probably on ground faster than ideal. And while he's probably not chucked in, I think he's well enough handicapped to take this. I respect the Godolphin horse, but like Paul said, I'm not certain he's really well handicapped, and I have no idea if he'll handle the ground either. So yeah, Fire Brigade for me.
Okay, the 2:40, the William Hill Air Silver Cup, the race that gives everyone clues as to what will happen in the big one. And like the big one, it's wide open, Noel. What's the latest?
So Alcawa is our 8-1 favourite, Rapid Applause 9-1, Dakota Gold 17-2, Holmeswood 10-1, Quick Look 11-1, Bengali Boys 12-1, Coldstair 12-1, 12-1 Gabriel the Saint, and 14-1 Bear.
Not easy this one, Tom. Confident?
No, I was absolutely gutted because I backed Alcawa for the Gold Cup about 3 months ago, and he's been running really well since. He only just missed the cut. He's number 5 in the Silver Cup, so... gutted about that, but he's also been drawn low, which I think is going to be a negative factor. So, but I'm going to tentatively stick with him because he's really well handicapped. Yeah, I have to.
You just have to.
I'll nail my colour to his mast. He's really well handicapped, ran well at the Curragh the other day when not getting a clear run. I imagine the Gold Cup's been his plan, so he'll be primed for this as well.
Will you have another one just in case, given the bad draw?
No, it's a tough race. I think I'll just stick with one, yeah.
Righty-ho. Niall, who's your fancy in the Silver Cup?
I really like Bengali Boys here. He's got top weight, but I think he's still one of the least exposed in the field. The last time he ran on this type of ground, he absolutely bolted up in the Super Sprint at Newbury last year. He won by about 6 lengths. He's been consistent this year, running well in some decent races, though the handicapper has relented and dropped him back down to 97, having been as high as 102. He's drawn 19, which I think is going to be a positive, hopefully. He's a good claimer, taking off an additional £5. And I really think just everything about this race is going to suit him. So he's a good each way bet for me. There's 20-1 around, which definitely looks too big to me.
Plenty of extra places, I hope, Niall?
We're paying 5 places in this race. And in the Air Gold Cup, we're paying 6 places.
Good man. Keels, who wins the Silver Cup?
I have no idea. All I do is when I saw this race, I looked at it and it's a who's who of horses I've done my money on in the last few weeks. Rapid Applause, Holmeswood, Cold Stare, Kimmy 5, the lot of them. So it's going to be one of those. I could back all the horses that would annoy me if they win. Like, you know, I'd probably be on a 4-6 chance and still lose money. I'm going to take a chance again with Kimmy 5 now. I backed out Ascot last time. I'm absolutely convinced that this horse wants further than 6 furlongs. So I spoke to our sprint expert, Emily Weber, and she said that he wants a sharper track. And I'm still not sure about him because at Ascot last time they didn't go very fast early and he looked to me as though he got out of pace before running on again. So I'm going to give him one more chance at a real lightning fast, you know, run race. Kimi Five, he's got two fast ground wins, Windsor wins, but his early form on soft ground was in keeping with what he was doing at the time on faster. So I give him a chance on the ground, Kimi Five.
I trust Emily confirmed that she's doing the spotlights for the Gold Cup, yeah?
She is doing the Gold Cup.
The queen of the sprints. What her best race is the Wokingham, isn't it? She's unbelievable in the Wokingham, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, all the top sprints. She's good on the way.
Incredible judge, isn't she?
Yep, brilliant.
Absolute top. Racing Post star is Emily Weber, and you can catch her spotlight verdicts in the Racing Post. Let's do the 3:15. It's the William Hill Firth of Clyde Stakes. It's a Group 3 over 6 furlongs. And, Niall, how do your employers bet on this?
Queen of Bermuda for William Haggis is our 5-1 favourite. Shimuki is 11-2. Glass Slippers 6-1. Firelight 13-2. Queen Jojo 8-1. Second Generation 8-1. And 9-1 bar.
I'll tell you what, sometimes when we do a Saturday postcast, we get a load of short ones and it's do we take him on or do we side with them? But it's wide open here, isn't it? There's none of this odds on nonsense this week. So this is another very testing event. And Niall, who do you think is going to win it?
Yeah, I was all set to put Queen of Bermuda up, who I think is the best form and is open to improvement, but I'm just not sure about her on the ground. Instead, I'm going to go for one that I'm certain wants this ground in Firelight for Andrew Balling. She was disappointing last time, though never really looked happy on the track at Salisbury. Before that, she was a good fourth behind Fairyland at York, probably unlucky not to finish a bit closer. She looks much more in her favour here, and in a weak-looking race, I'm just going to side with her.
Righty-ho, who are you going to side with, Kills?
Glass Slippers. I really quite like Glass Slippers. She's got more to find than most in the race on official figures, but she won the last two races pretty easily. When she won at Beverley, this race was given to us, name-checked afterwards. We're going to go for Clyde. And I think that gives you some hope. The connections are pretty sure that she'll handle soft ground because they'll be thinking air in the middle of September is going to be on the easy side. She did it quite easily. She got shot in a little pocket at Chester and came through and got up and won with a lot more in hand there. And I think she's by Dream Ahead, who obviously won a middle park on bottomless ground by 9 lengths. So I think if she handles the ground, I think she'll improve past some that are looking a bit exposed now.
Tom, what's your selection?
It's a very tough race, isn't it? But I am with Niall, I'm with Firelight. She's really unexposed. The yard of flying, Andrew Balding's been in fine form for the last 2-3 months. Her only turf win came on soft ground, so the ground looks likely to suit. She's 0-3 on good to firm as well, which kind of backs up that point. She was wheel spinning last time and well fancied for a race. She took just too long to get going on good firm ground. And yeah, I think she'll go close, but it's very tough.
Lovely. Newbury next.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
OK then, let's look at the four ITV races at Newbury, starting with 1:45. It's the 10 furlong Dubai duty-free handicap. Niall, the latest betting, if you would.
Our favourite is Pivoine at 4-1 for Andrew Balding. Mountain Angel is 5-1. Style Hunter 5-1. Global Giant 15-2. First Nation 9-1. My Lord and Master 9-1 and 12-1 bar.
Kills, if you were betting on which of the meetings will win you more money or lose you least money, Ayr or Newbury, how would you bet?
I think it'd be evens each or two. They're both really hard, aren't they?
And how would you bet win or lose?
Well, given my current run of form, I would have to say I'm well odds on to do it in again. I think it's just not happening for me at the moment.
It will. It'll click back into place.
It'll come. I had a couple of near misses Thursday, so with a bit of luck, it'll come.
Well, this is the first of the 8 races on ITV4. So kick us off with a winner, Kill.
Yeah, this is interesting. Really, really tough race. It's, we've got this Style Hunter who's £3 well in under a £5 penalty, but the race he won really easily last time. Couldn't have worked out any worse. Second finished 6 of 7 next time. There's only 5 runner race. Second was 6 of 7. The third was last of 10. The fourth got pulled up in a hurdle race, and the fifth was last of 10. And it's been a short price all week. I don't see it. The one I like is Global Giant. I mean, I can't believe he's a bigger price elsewhere as well. He was, he was a really good third in a Glorious Goodwood handicap. And then last time out, he went down by a neck in a Group 3 to Fabricate. He's officially £4 well in on that form. And yet he's been double figures with some firms for most of the week. I just don't get it. I just think he should be far shorter.
OK. Tom?
There are a lot of horses that are well in, which is strange for a handicap like this. But I like Mountain Angel, who's actually £4 well in. The ground's perfect, I think. Good firm ground, or fast-ish ground anyway. There's a bit of rain. Has there been rain?
Yeah, it's been rain. It's good to be soft in places. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that's throwing a spanner in the works.
You can just cross all your notes. Yeah. Can't you?
No, she does stay well, though, so I'm not 100% sure that would be a disadvantage. She should have won last time out of Sandown when she had no run. £4 winning, as I say, so she's got to go close.
Okay, and Niall.
Yeah, I quite like backing three-year-olds in these handicaps at this time of year. I just think they're favoured by the way for age. The one I'm going to go for is Style Hunter, who I know Keels doesn't like. He's well in under a penalty, as the lad said, and he's stepping back up an extra furlong, which I think will really suit. Before the last run, he was sixth in the Britannia, coming from way further back than ideal, like most of the field behind Estilio. I think he'll need to win this to guarantee a run in the Cambridgeshire, and with Frankie booked, I think he'll do just that.
Splendid. The 220 is the mile and three Dubai Duty Free Legacy Cup Stakes, formerly the ARC Trial. Don't think the ARC winner's running in it this year, but we've got a very classy favourite in Mirage Dancer, haven't we, Niall?
Yeah, he's our 13-8 favourite. Desert Encounter 7-2, Young Rascal 7-2, Extra Elusive 13-2, Eugenio 11-1, Desert Skyline 14-1, and Winging It is 33-1.
Fav a good thing, Thomas?
Yeah, probably. Should win, shouldn't he? Best form in the book, won well last time out at Goodwood. Price a bit short. Not really a betting race for me, but favour should win.
Niall?
Yeah, Mirage Dancer is the most likely winner, obviously, but I've just never been a massive fan. I'm going to take a chance on potential and go for Young Rascal. He's had a break since the Derby, though I trust William Haggis should have him relatively straight here, considering he doesn't really have any big entries. So I'm not sure if this is a prep for something, maybe the Breeders' Cup. It's hard to be really confident, but I'd rather take 7-2 about him than 13-8 about Mirage Dancer. So that's what I'm going to do.
And Kills, what's your strategy?
Yeah, I think it's potentially quite a tight little race. I'm a bit with Niall. You know, for some reason, I've never really taken the Mirage Dancer, and you do that with some horses, don't you? I'm a bit annoyed myself because I should have had just a lumpy each way bet on Desert Encounter when the decks came out. Now there's only seven. You can't do that. He's just a very solid horse. He goes well at the track. Back to his best last time. I think I certainly wouldn't rule out Young Rascal. He did look very good when he won the Chest of Vars. Right? You know, but obviously he's had a problem since finishing seventh in the Derby.
What do your army of followers do?
It'd be absolute minimum stakes Desert Encounter.
Okay. And don't forget, if you are one of Kills' army of followers and you fancy a slap-up feast with him, where is it? Ascot, Kills?
Ascot, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a competition to win an afternoon with Paul Keighley, which could be really good. You need to be overage, not just because obviously there's betting involved, but almost certainly drinking as well, Kills.
Oh, drinking will be a given.
So, honestly, I mean, one of the pleasures of this job is going out and having a beer with Keels, isn't it, Tom? And you've got the chance to do it. So if you fancy it, go to racingpost.com/Keeley Comp and it could be you. It'd be a really good day out, so why not? You've got nothing to lose. Okay, the 255 is the big race on the Newbury card. It's the Dubai Duty Free Mill Reef Stakes. It's a Group 2, and despite the fact that the prize money might not be as alluring as it is for some two-year-old Group 2s over six furlongs at this time. The last three winners, I think, have been Ribchester, Harry Angel and the great Sir James Garfield. So, they get some decent horses in there. What's the latest betting here, Niall?
Yes, so Shine So Bright heads our market at 3-1. Kassar is 4-1. True Mason, 4-1. Garris, 13-2. Marie's Diamond, 7-1. The Irish Rover, 7-1. And 10-1 bar.
Niall, we've had some brilliant two-year-olds this year. Do you think there's anything in this field that could emerge to challenge the likes of Too Darn Hot, etc. next year?
I don't think so. Now, the one I'm going to go for is the only one who could potentially do just that. It's the unexposed one in the field in Garris, who's won his last two starts impressively. I was really taken by him at Newmarket on his second start, where he won a good time and beat the useful Jack's Point, who's won since. He beat Nutton last time, but he did it on the bridle at Newcastle, so he's open to a lot of improvement. Shine So Bright, like I said, heads our market, but I'm not sure he's the most genuine. Either is the Irish Rover. I'm not sure Garris has to improve that much to actually beat them. So I think there's 8-1 around. I think that's worth chancing.
Who'd you like, Kills?
Yeah, I mean, I could have just said exactly the same as what Niall said. I backed Shine So Bright last time, and I just didn't think he wanted to know. So, take a chance on the one who's least exposed. Now, he bolted up at Newcastle last time. The second's been thrashed off a handicap mark of 71, so we're not talking about great form, but he's got potential, and the others are what they are.
And who's his name?
Garris.
Garris?
Garris.
Lovely. Three for Garris?
No. I think it's a really below-par Mill Reef, to be honest.
Yep.
So I've sided with the Irish Rover. Won his only start over course and distance impressively in May, beating Barbell, who won a big sales race on Irish Champions weekend last weekend. tougher task since. Had a sales race won last time out, actually, when he came over here, but just didn't stay the final half furlong, drops back in trip. It's a poor race, really, but 7-1-ish, each way bet, maybe.
OK, well, while we're talking about these star two-year-olds, give me the one that you think will be victorious at Newmarket in May in the Guineas, Niall O'Reilly.
Two Darren Hart, I just think he's a machine.
Paul Keighley.
I think come the time the three-year-olds, I think Sangarius will have more speed than Two Darren Hart.
OK, and Tom?
Sangarius for me as well.
Kills, you've been around a long, long time. These are a decent crop, aren't they?
They look a very decent crop. I've been, you know, around too long to get too excited, though, because, you know, they disappoint you year in, year out, don't they? But hopefully we've got a really, really good bunch of three-year-olds coming through.
And Tom, I think you worked with Richard Hughes on the two-year-old, on his column this week, didn't you?
What?
And he's got some quite interesting views on this crop, hasn't he? Doesn't he think it's a little early to be judging?
He does. He said it's too early to judge, but he does like Quarto, Charlie Appleby's horse. He thinks, doesn't know if he's a Guineas horse, but he really likes him. He rode her dam, volume. And he really likes Quarto and Two Darren Hart, actually. He kind of said that Two Darren Hart is an Epsom horse in the making. So
don't miss Richard Hughes' column in the Racing Post tomorrow. And just one more thing on the two-year-olds, Noel. Aidan had a very interesting one win the other night. I can't remember where it was, called Old Glory. Yeah. I thought he looked half decent. Was there any market activity on him for either the Guineas or the Derby after that, Noel?
I think we put him in a 33-1 for the Derby, if I'm not mistaken. That's it, though.
I can see out the corner of my eye, you're nodding away there, Tom.
Yeah, I had a speculative tenner each way before the race was run, just purely because of connections and how much he cost, Frankel's son. I thought he did it really well, to be honest.
Well, I mean, any Aidan two-year-old that wins first time up, you've got to take notice of.
Definitely, and I thought the 50-1, I thought if he won easily, it might be halved in price, so it's 33s, not 25s, but you never know.
You've beaten the book. 3:30 Newbury on Saturday is the Dubai International Airport World Trophy Series. It's a Group 3 over the 5-furlong trip. Some familiar names in here. What's the latest betting, Niall?
So Equilateral is our 7-2 favourite. Sioux Nation is 5-1. Hit the Bid 11-2. Takeover 11-2. Mr Lupton 13-2. Judicial 7-1. Elastronoff 15-2. And 14-1 bar.
Cracker this, Kills. Who's your tip?
Really hard race again. I give Judicial half a chance, even though he's got a £3 penalty now. He's up against it on the book, but I thought he was improving earlier in the year, and I would write off his York run in the Nunthorpe because I just don't think he likes York. So I'm going to take a chance on him. I mean, the one that could blow him all out of the water is this Equilateral. I mean, I remember doing pre-Royal Ascot previews, one with Michael Hills, and he said he gave him a feel that very few other horses have ever done.
I know. He
blew out. He was a massive drifter on the day in the Commonwealth Cup, and he blew out again after that, but he came out, and it was only a three-runner race he won, but they weren't bad horses, and he absolutely slaughtered them. So, you know, he still could be very decent, but I'd just about take a chance on Judicial, but you know, not with any confidence.
Have you got a confident shout here, Tom?
No. I think Equilateral, as Kiel said, could be the one if he produces his best. But he seems to only run well when dominating. And there's so much speed in this race. Gracious John, Miss Gallagher, Take Cover, El Astronaut, Equilateral, etc., etc. Could all just set it up for Sioux Nation, I think. Good run last time in the Group 1. It was a poor race, but still good run. And could just come late and pip them all on the line.
Niall, what's your selection?
So I was trying to price this race this morning, and there's just so little between so many of them, you can make a case for about 7. The one I'm just going to go for, again, is just based on potential. Equilateral, as you said, he won a weak race last time, but he seemed to have turned a corner. And since a lot of the opposition had a hard enough race at the Curragh on Sunday, I'm just going to go with him.
The fella who owns my local Chinese, he loves a bet, and I tipped him up at Equilateral before Royal Ascot, and I think he got properly stuck in. I haven't been back since, so maybe if he wins tomorrow, I can go back to Blossom House and enjoy my favourite Chinese. Right then, let's get all the other Saturday fancies. Don't give your naps away, lads. The racing at Cheltenham, Catterick, Garran Park and Wolverhampton. Kills, who is in your roundup?
4:40 Newbury, Temple Church. Backed him last time at Haydock. He's very lightly raced for his age. He ran well enough. I think that race is very winnable. Right. Another horse I've been backing. Lua Lewa gets soft ground again. 4:55 at Ayr, ran really well at Chester last time, finishing second to Oh This Is Us. He went close in the Group 2 afterwards. I think she'll go very well.
OK, Tom, what else have you got?
I haven't really had a massive look because obviously focused on Newbury and Ayr, but I think if Swordbill runs again for Ian Williams in the 505 at Chelmsford, absolutely hack up, he's well in. bolted in last time. He's only up, I think, £5 or something. Ridiculously small for his four lengths of victory. Further progression coming. He's only a three-year-old. I think he hacks up.
OK, and Niall, what have you got for us?
Yes, I have two. In the 405 Newbury, I think Richard Hughes could actually have a really nice horse in his hands in Ballylemon, who ran a cracker in debut behind a top prospect at Ascot last time. Given how much Hughes' horses tend to improve from run one to two, I think he'll take a massive amount of beating. And in the 425, Katango for Andrew Balling. He hasn't had his ground all year and comes here in a very good mark as a result of that. I think he'll take all the beating. Collide is probably the danger. It didn't look a good race he won last time at Carlisle, and I wasn't overly taken with how he did it. So hopefully he'll make a price for Katango.
What did Hughesy say about Ballylemon?
He said it's a really nice horse. We'll get a trip in time. But he also said in a different section of the column that novice races are extremely difficult to win, especially if they're at Newbury. So I think watch and brief for me, but he does look a very nice horse and ran really well on debut.
Jolly good, nap time.
This will not be beaten.
Paul Keighley.
Yeah, I'm going to go Airgold Cup 350 and Muntadab.
Muntadab in the big one. Tom?
I'm also going to go Airgold Cup and G-Force.
OK, and Niall?
Yeah, I'm going to go for it again and say Bengali Boys 240 Air.
240 Air. Thank you very much, chaps. Let's look at Sunday and indeed Cheltenham next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back, Bruce Millington. Tom Collins, Paul Keighley and Paddy Powers, Niall O'Reilly. We're going to have a little look at Cheltenham because, like I say, it's only 6 months until the festival not only is here, but is actually over. So we'll give you some anti-post thoughts on that. But first of all, there's three very competitive cards at Hamilton, Uttoxeter and Plumpton. Plus, they're also racing at Navan on Sunday. So we will see if the boys have got anything. I know that having looked at the forecast at Uttoxeter, my Sunday bet will be buying distances there. Kills, what else should I be doing on Sunday?
Selling them back after the first race when it's a smudge and just get progressively
and I've texted
worse.
You going, why do we always fall for it?
there's some really good racing at both tracks, actually. It tells you that the proper jumps are just around the corner, doesn't it? There's some really competitive fields. The 350 at Uttoxeter was a decent handicap chase, decent class 3 handicap chase. Half interested in Javert for Emma Lavelle, who's coming off an 860-odd day layoff. Won very easily off a mark of 139 when last seen. He's on a 140 now. But down the bottom, we've got Dan Skelton and we've got Sam Redd, who's been out of form early, out of form at the end of last season, but won his first two starts after a break last autumn, went up to a mark of 137. He is running off 123 now. If he's fit and fresh and well, he has to go very, very close.
Does the market give a good clue with those Skelton horses these days?
I think, if anything, they overbet generally because he has so many winners. You know, I mean, he is, you know, if not quite there yet, the next Martin Pipe in terms of just churning out winner after winner after winner. And, you know,
winner factory, isn't he?
A lot of them just go off shorter than they should, but sometimes you can't get away from them, and I think Sam Redd will go well.
Anything else?
Yeah, Plumpton 255. Was it Solar Tentive, trained by Colin Tizard? Didn't run very well last time on first one for a break, but had a £10 claim run and now gets Richard Johnson. Has dropped down the weights. Actually, one previous run at Plumpton was over fences, but it's the best run in his life, so no issues with that tight track. So
are you budgeting for
well.
Cut on Sunday? Because I think it's going to be hideous, isn't it?
The weather is going to absolutely hammer down. Otherwise, I'd be half tempted to go along the Plumpton.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Oh. Good one. Tom, what have you got for us on Sunday?
Just hearing jump season gives me the shivers. I'm
great,
massive.
Eh?
No, definitely not. Massive flat fan.
Oh,
I know. Sorry, lads. I'm one of those ones. New generation, you see. So, yeah, I'll be leaving the jumps well alone.
Okay.
I think I'll be having a few tomorrow. And then just keeping my eye on one horse on Sunday, which is Torcedor, making his first start for Andreas Voller in the Prix von Europe at Cologne, since leaving Jessica Harrington. Jamie Spencer booked as well, interestingly.
Right, okay. Well, you'd be interested in that. We'll be interested in the jumps. What have you got for us on Sunday, Niall?
So I have one from each track, so maybe a nice Yankee. Two of the races are horses that Keighley's put races up, horses up in those races, so I'm going against him. The 350 Toxeter, it's a good race, and the one I like is Cobra de Mai for Dan Skelton off 138. He's still quite lightly raced and he's only a six-year-old. His recent record after a break is excellent and I think he'll be ready to go tomorrow and should take this. In the 255, East Indies looks really interesting. First-time pieces for Gary Moore. He won a similar race off this mark of the track last season, and Muir obviously targets these races with his horses. So I'll be backing him in the 2 o'clock Hamilton. Wensley has dropped down to a mark of 63 with first time pieces on. I think he has to go close here. Danny Tudhope is back up. The last time he was on, it went off 7-2 favourite for a Haydock handicap off 72, and this looks a lot weaker than that. And then in the 4:15, I really like Trainwreck for Henry de Bromhead on Chase debut. He was probably in too deep when last seen in February last year, when behind Sam Crun the Delight. But before that, he won a really hot handicap in Leopardstown at Christmas. I just think he could approve any amount for Chase, and he's the last one for me.
Niall, please do us a favour. Could you tweet your Yankee out? That would be very, very useful so I can remember it. What's your Twitter handle, Niall?
At Niall O'Reilly 89.
Excellent. Make sure you follow Niall. He's always worth following. Paul Keighley, RP. And what are you, Tom?
At Tompton RP, strange name. But
Tompton RP, okay. Yeah. We'll follow the judges and they will always, always give you plenty of wisdom. Okay then, like I say, Cheltenham is 6 months away, so a good time to hit you with a few anti-post selections. One each. Kiels, you start.
You're
going to break that chair sitting back on it like that. It's not built for...
It's fine.
Is
fine.
It?
Yeah.
It doesn't
feel bad at all. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, lean back. Yeah.
Go on.
All right, okay. I've been really looking forward to seeing Santini jump the fence. He was he was placing the Albert Bartlett off a very, very light campaign. Looked really, really good afterwards at Aintree as well. And he's just built a jump the fence. He's got to go close in the RSA, providing he takes the fences and everything goes well. I know he's favourite, but it's a double figure price. And
great.
I'm quite excited about
Santini
it.
In the RSA. Should we let Tom have a tip, given he doesn't really like jump racing? Are you confident about this one, or are you doing
what
this
about
under
the
duress?
Nearly the bumpers. She's actually just running bumpers, I think. Stick with the young horses. Lust for Glory. Nikki Henderson, she cost €240,000 to run, won really well when last seen after being third on debut in a bumper when she just pulled her head off and had no chance. 20-1 for the Mare's Novice Hurdle. She could be the real deal. Also, another horse just to keep an eye on is Dostal Phil. He only had one start, JP McManus, disappointed in fourth, but could improve a lot this year.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And Niall, who's your Cheltenham choice?
The one I've written down here is Santini in the RSA.
How about that?
I think he's a potential superstar. There is a double figure price about around, I think we're 7 because we all kind of like him here. I think he'd make a smashing chaser. I have two more for different races just to follow, if that's okay.
Please do. Stick them in your Racing Post tracker, and they are called?
Give Me a Copper for the Ladbrokes Trophy. He's trained by Paul Nicholls. He's just really unexposed. He's off 1.46, and Nicholls obviously knows how to target this race. And the other one is a horse I have a soft spot for. It's Joe Farrell, who have been chipping away for the Aintree Grand National at 66-50. I just genuinely think he's one of the best jumpers from a technique standpoint in training. And I think he's all the attributes you need to go close to the National.
Brilliant. Excellent stuff. Well done, Noel. Thank you very much. Weekend plans. Kiels, what are you up to?
Looks like it could be a big sesh in front of the racing tomorrow.
Yeah? Where's that? Down in Morden?
Down in Ganley's in Morden, yeah. It's a lovely pint of Guinness in there.
Yeah?
And Sunday could be recovering from it.
You're going to have a lovely pint of Guinness?
Yes, a lovely pint of Guinness.
What time are you getting down there?
It'll be midday-ish, I don't know.
And if people come up to you and go, oh, you're Paul Keighley, aren't they? Do you give them short shrift? Or do you say, yeah, hello,
no,
mate?
No, so I always say hello to people as long as they're nice.
Always friendly, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, of course I am, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Tom, what are you doing?
Got a day off tomorrow, so watching the sport, I think, football and racing, American football in the evening, college football, which I'm massively into, and then Sunday, working.
Jolly good, excellent stuff. And Niall, what about you? You're always working, aren't you, when we ask you this?
Yeah, well, I'm working all weekend this weekend, but I had a few hard weekends in the beer recently, so I'm actually happy enough to be doing so.
Excellent, excellent. A little bit of sobriety never does any harm, does it? Right then, okay, Maddie's back with the gang on Monday to look back on the weekend and also look ahead to a cracking card at Newmarket next weekend. Do join us for that. Otherwise, we are back next Friday. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Do you fancy an afternoon at the races with our Tipping King, Paul Keighley? Well, we are offering two lucky winners, plus a guest, the chance to have a three-course lunch with the man himself at Ascot on their opening jumps meeting. All you have to do is answer one question. So head to racingpost.com/KeighleyComp to enter.